Our guest at the cafe this morning is our personal technology commentator, Jeremy Gomez. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm great. And Jeremy's technical analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office. Well, I came across an article, and the headline was, "Will AirPods spark the next technology wave?" And that's AirPods, A-I-R, not EarPods. And this is something that has come out from Apple, and is one of those things, Jeremy, that when I saw the article, it suddenly dawned on me, I have seen people with these in their ears, but I just haven't given it much thought.
Yeah, it's the wireless earbud is basically what it comes down to. And you'd have to think, if you kind of read between the lines of what Apple was thinking, let me take you back. When Apple released, I can't remember which phone it was, but it actually took away the adapter, I call it the 3.5 millimeter audio cable adapter. You have to get a special adapter now that uses earphones if you wanted to wireless. So they knew in advance that they were going to bringing this into the realm of saying, listen, this is the next step of having these AirPods.
They know what they're doing, don't they? I mean, they're more than a step ahead of the game. Yeah. These sort of look like soda straws sticking out of your ear. I don't want to be insulting to anybody, but they're a little odd looking, but we'll get accustomed to them. It's like the first time I saw someone having a telephone conversation, you know, with a headphone, and he's walking. This is in an airport, and I thought the guy was talking to himself, you know, and it dawned on me, no, he's having a telephone conversation. So the author here is very enthusiastic about these. And as you said, they're basically earbuds with no cables, no wires.
Correct.
He says it's, in fact, essential for my daily life, he says. But so why is this so much better just simply and why is so impactful simply because it's earbuds with no wires?
Well, I mean, comes down to it. One, it is the technology, and everyone craves new technology and things like that. But also, it is convenience of not having that the wires interrupting you in any sense. I mean, the idea of wearables is to be able to have it and not feel like it's part of you, not something that you have to have. And so, same thing with the glasses, same thing with, you know, the watches and things like that. It's part of what you're doing, and it creates that convenience factor. Having them in should not be a bothersome of what you're doing. So.
And we have talked about wearables before.
Yes.
And this is just maybe the latest one. This is presumably, according to this article, the best-selling Apple product in the first 2 years.
Yeah.
Better than the iPhone.
Well, and again, it's part of because they have to have something like that in terms of if you didn't want to, purchase that special adapter that you wanted to plug into your iPhone and to have a corded speaker or corded headphones, the wireless type of option was the only thing there for them to have. And that was what they're kind of elevating to the next level. And so by now releasing the AirPods and making that the big push into what they want to get you to use as their product, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. We're talking with Jeremy Gomez, our personal technology commentator.
Not just on the iPod front, but they also, for the Android products, they are, you know, I don't know if you've seen with the Samsung, but they are also coming out with their wireless Bluetooth-enabled earbuds and things like that. So
the author of this article says, it now feels exhausting to take a phone call by holding my phone up to my head for longer than 60 seconds and strangely walking for more than 5 minutes without listening to a podcast, music, or audiobook feels insufferable.
It is the blessing and curse of being able to multitask with obviously multiple things going on. And so are you being more productive or not as productive as you could be by wearing those?
Now, this article just makes a passing reference to Google Glass, which you may remember this was going to be the next big thing here several years ago, and that kind of crashed and burned.
Yeah, and they're still in product. They're still trying to get all that figured out in testing, but you're
right.
Like, it's, you know, if you look at the top things that are out there that are really taken off is the VR and AR, you know, some of those types of goggles that Google's doing, but then they also have, like, the watches, you know, tracking all of your activity, physical activity, and things like that.
So. Yeah, well, now that is certainly catching on a lot, and in one way or another, there's a lot of people using things like that. So, and at the end of the article, he says, so will AirPods become the next wave in computing? No, but their descendants will be.
Hmm.
And he refers to augmented reality. Is that sort of part of the wearables thing that you're talking about?
Yeah, I think that would probably, one thing that you can look into is that there's already that virtual reality and augmented reality, and how can you start incorporating your auditory senses into that as well? So that's also a big picture out there, and I'm sure it's out there already in some sense, but That's probably that next big swing is what they're trying to refer to.
Well, again, we're talking about AirPods here. We'll make a link to this particular article. We're almost out of time, but there's another article about it. And I don't want to get into this too deeply, but apparently it is now possible for the powers that be in the tech world to judge your state of mind by how you swipe the screen.
Yeah, you know, the haptics... trying to capture what you're doing and how you're doing it, and then for how long. Again, if you stay on a page and it's the difference between you scrolling or not scrolling.
So, but this is, they can tell if you're in a bad mood, presumably. They would be able to sort of tell your emotional state by how you interact with the screen.
Yeah, and then also on top of that, the amount of content that's available to you, they're never going to just stop you on that content. Most of these are designed so that, again, it'll just continuously load content for you and never stop.
That was another part of the article. And of course, I've experienced that with Facebook. You just keep scrolling and you never reach the bottom.
Yep.
And that's by design.
It is.
All right. Jeremy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Yeah, thank you.
Jeremy Gomez, our personal technology commentator, and he's the technical analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.